Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open the pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and here to help Bing celebrate his 20th anniversary in show business are Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Joe Venuti, and Miss Toni Arden.
We are loaded with talent tonight, eh, Ken?
Oh, we sure are, Bing. Gosh, with all that talent, you could have stayed home tonight.
I mean, I could have phoned it in, huh? Well, this is a nice time to tell me after I get all dressed up and come to the studio.
Bing, while we're on the subject of attire, old boy, I don't want to shock you or anything, but... Well, I do think you're old enough for me to tell you that your shirt tails are supposed to go inside your slacks.
I don't like wearing my shirt tails inside.
Why not?
They tickle.
That's so precious. Now, Ken, unless my baby blues deceive me, my old pal, the prominent violinist Joe Venuti, is approaching.
Is this the place?
Yep, Joe, this is the place.
Say, Bing, I want to congratulate you on your 20th anniversary.
Thanks, Joe.
Last week out in our neighborhood, all of us Italians really had a big celebration for Bing's Day.
Boy, I bet the red stuff was flowing like water, huh?
By gallo, you're right.
Oh! Say, tell me about your celebration, Joe. Was it really big?
Well, Bing, it was gigantic. We took a Gallup poll of it and found out that it was bigger than the National Macaroni Week.
That's the greatest tribute that's ever been paid to me.
Wait, there's more.
There's more.
I have here a scroll wishing you a happy anniversary, and it's signed by 500 prominent Italians.
Say, this is impressive. Look at that. I really appreciate this scroll, Joe. Oh, look at this seal down in the left-hand corner.
That's a meatball!
A meatball?
It was put there with a pile driver.
Boy, you've sure got a nice scatter on it. But I'm grateful to you, Joe, to you and all your friends for being so thoughtful and for presenting me with this testimonial. I turn now, in semi-confusion, to song, which in this case is a seasonal little item, and I'm supported by the Rhythm Ayers, John Scott, and the orchestra.
Ah, it's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is your snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball, just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day.
What a spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Spring and boys and girls.
Well, it was bubbly, Ken, but tell me, what's troubling you? You look worried.
I am worried, Bing.
I'm afraid I'm developing a split personality.
That's not good. What's the cause of this split?
Well, Bing, every time I think of the millions of Chesterfield smokers and how much more smoking pleasure they get every time they light up, I feel happy as a lark.
Which is as it should be, Bing.
Yes, but then I remember the folks who haven't discovered milder Chesterfields yet, and I feel flatter than that meatball on your scroll.
Ken, I see only one way to make the two of you one. That's to get everybody to change to Chesterfield, the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Yes, friends, if you aren't smoking Chesterfields, get a pack and prove to yourself how much milder they are. Just open them and enjoy that delicate, milder tobacco aroma. Compare Chesterfield's aroma with the brand you've been smoking, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder.
And tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. You light a Chesterfield and see how true that is. Chesterfields smoke milder. You'll also notice that they leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So always buy Chesterfield.
Take it from me, friends. They really do satisfy. We now present Miss Tony Arden. She's going to sing a song from Paramount Picture, Mr. Music. This girl can really sing, too.
Thank you, Mr. Music.
Well, I see Paramount has briefed you, too, huh? Okay, Tony, go right ahead.
Look around when they do, and you'll be home. You have to follow your heart, and it may be far. Then just ask where you are, and you'll be home. There'll always be meadows yonder with greener
was delightful, Tony, even as your Columbia record that's now available to the Cognoscenti. Now I want to bring on our next guest. Folks, this fellow was on our show 3 weeks ago. I want to say right here now that we'd like to have him every week, but we just can't get him. He's a tough man to snare. But we got him tonight, and he's the very tops, the greatest music man of them all, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Over in our neighborhood, we had a big celebration last Wednesday, and on our Bing's Day, too.
We had a big party last Wednesday, huh?
Yeah. We just took a gallop pole.
We did?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I said we just took a gallop pole on it and found out it ain't over yet.
Lord, see, how about still flying down there.
And all indications it might run through Washington's birthday.
Well, when you get a good party rolling, there's no use pulling up too fast. You know, somebody might pull a stifle or pop a tendon or something. Broken arm. Be careful.
And, Mr. Music, I want to tell you something else.
What's that?
In your honor, all through this month, we are keeping a perpetual flame burning on Central Avenue, day and night.
Well, what do you know?
Of course, over that flame, we've got some ribs simmering, you know.
I'll be right over, Lou. What are you going to sing for us tonight? You got something?
Well, I thought, jumping a little La Vie en Rose there?
A French song, huh?
Yeah, oui, oui.
Oh, oui, oui. Well, let's have it, Sats, then.
Closing on me fast, the magic you cast, this is the and rose. When you kiss me, every size, though I close my eyes, and see la vie and rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in no part where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing blue. Everyday words sing to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me. Life will always be La Vie en
Vous êtes vraiment le premier chanteur dans tout le monde.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Do you mind if I muscle in on a song with you tonight, Louis?
Well, what do we do, Daddy?
Well, what I'd like to do is Lazy Bones.
Guess that's all right.
Okay, if Mr. Jackson T will start this thing off, I'll commence the lecture, and you just kind of mug along lightly.
Well, look here. How about all of us taking a window?
Everybody take a window, huh? I'd like to hear that one more time. Oh, give me that. Ah, lazy bones.
Yes.
Sleeping in the sun. How you expect to get your day's work done?
Never expect to get my day's work done, Baba Bay.
No.
I just knocks myself out, laying in the noonday sun.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you expect you're ever gonna get your cornmeal made?
I never want no cornmeal made.
You ain't gonna get no fritters, you gonna get no cornmeal.
I know. But I just gonna get me some good old chitlins and crackers.
Don't
think I'm gonna say when tables need spraying. I'll bet you keep praying. I bet you're praying that the bugs just fall off of the vine.
Oh,
I
boy.
Swear, I swear that's the truth. And when you go fishing.
Yes, sir.
You've been fishing?
Yeah, a long time ago.
You was fishing?
5 years ago.
Get a catfish in the old Mizzou. Bet you pray the fish don't grab at your line.
Tell me the truth.
Lazy bones. Loafing through the day. I expect you ever gonna make a dime that way.
I don't never expect to make a dime that way. All I do is come on in here, Daddy. Come on in here, Daddy. Come on in here, Daddy.
Well, he never heard a word I say.
Oh,
I love him. Thanks, Louie. Folks, the mellow trombone that took us off into this thing was naturally played by that big fella from Texas, Jack Teagarden. We're not going to let him get away with just playing a little cadenza here, so you've got to come in and do a little more, Jack. Move in here, huh, Jackson?
I'm right here, Banks.
Great to have you here again with us, Jack.
Bing? I want to tell you that things are really popping right now down in Texas during the Bing Crosby month.
Oh, things are always popping in Texas.
Yeah, but this month tops them all.
Yeah?
Why, last Wednesday in downtown Dallas, there was practically a riot. Why, people were stampeding.
On account of me?
No, there's a big sale at Neiman Marcus.
Well, I'm glad they had a big sale. I mean, but where do I come in?
Why, your records were selling like mink coats.
I don't know. In Texas, that's good. Well, that's wonderful, Jack.
And they're really paying you a big tribute down in San Antonio.
What's happening in San Antonio?
Well, in your honor, every hot tamale sold there during this month will be served with its shirt tail out.
Well, that really touches my heart. Or makes it burn, anyhow. Jack, you got a little song for the folks that features your particular beat?
Hmm? Well, I could do Baby, Won't You Please Come Home.
Oh, fast or slow? Rapid?
Up to town.
Oh, here we go. Up to town. Everybody take a window.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause you left me all alone. I have tried in vain. Nevermore to recall your name. When you left, you broke my heart. I pray no more will ever part, forever part. Every hour of the day you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, come along. Baby, won't you please come home.
Wonderful, Jack. Wonderful. Now, the entire ensemble, Tony Arden, Louie, Joe, and Jack. We got Perry Bodkin on the guitar and Matty Matlock on the clarinet. We got, Phil Stevens on the bass, Buddy Cole on the piano. Did I miss anybody? Nick Fatool on the drums. A real good man on the skins. Who's going to sing a song called that I made 20 years ago with the Mills Brothers? This is a song called My Honey's Loving Arms. Who's going to start this thing?
Every man for himself.
Really? Somebody got to start it, so I think you're elected, Jack.
My honey's loving arms, they hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I'm lonely. A cozy Morris chair, oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness, seems to bless my little honey.
That was a great break in 1930.
Seems to bless my little honey. You'll find my love belongs to you only. And when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms. Belongs to you only. And when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving
the way we sung it 20 years ago. Funny thing, everybody got better but me. I'm still singing it the same way. Went pretty good, though, didn't it, Jeff?
Oh, it sure
You know
did.
Something else that's going pretty good?
Chesterfields are going pretty good.
Why, Chesterfields are going like mink coats at Neiman Marcus.
Yes, sir, friends, Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
How do you know they're mild? Well, you just make our mildness test. Buy them, open them up, and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke a Chesterfield. You know it's milder because it smokes milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So always buy Chesterfield.
Friends, if we were to set Ken's advice to music, it would sound something like this.
Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Say it, Papa Bean.
What's doing, Lou?
Well, with your anniversary and everything, I think it would be nice if you would sing one of your real old songs. Yes. The folks would like to hear. One of them good old good ones, you
which,
know.
Which one, Lou?
Well, how about that I Surrender, Dear?
Okay, you want to surrender with me?
No, 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 Daddy. I'm not ready to give up yet, man.
Well, I give up. I'll try it, then I'll go it alone.
Take it out.
Okay.
Now.
Play the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud, I may act gay, that's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender. Those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game. Lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
For tonight, thank you, folks, and my thanks to Miss Tony Arden, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Joe Venuti for a most pleasant visit.
Who's going to pat you on the back next week, Bing?
I think the building's buttering me up too much. Joe, next week our guest will be Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Well, if he doesn't show up, you can always reach me at the beautiful, newly decorated Zebra Room at the townhouse.
Oh, downtown across from the Ambassador, run by Ed Crowley. What time are you on there? 9:30 and 12:30. I'm bringing a large party down, Joe. Thank you, folks. But before I say goodnight, I have one little thought I'd like to pour into your ear. You know, along about this time, Dad has probably grown tired of Junior's toys, and Mother's tired picking them up and keeping them out of the way. And here's a solution, what you can do with those toys. A real good solution. Why don't you give the extra ones to your American Legion or your Scout representatives? And they'll send them to kids in Europe who have no toys. Why don't you give a toy to the tide of toys? Do that, huh? I know they'll be very grateful over there for anything you have in the way of toys that you can give them. Thank you very much for your attention this evening here, folks. And remember, the best cigarette for you to smoke is Chesterfield. Good night and thank you.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Mr. Jimmy Stewart.